Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, good evening. Chris Chadwick here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke show tonight on here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Man, what a big week we've had this week in the barbecue world. A lot of exciting things going on, and we've got a lot to talk about and a little time to do it. So I want to start with talking about a lot of these competitions this past weekend. Everybody's coming home from a long, hard, hot competition. Had a lot of excitement going on all over the states, from South Carolina to Florida, here in Tennessee. Just all kind of competitions going on. We're going to touch base on that here in a little while and talk about that. And we want to talk about some things going on here in Barbecue Pitmaster Season 4 this season. Got a lot of talk going on about that, a lot of interesting things happening, some exciting news that I received this past week also. So we're going to talk about that. We've just got a lot of things to kind of cover tonight, and we're just going to work on trying to get them all in. How's that sound? First thing I want to talk about, I want to bring up BarbecueSuperstars.com. Now, this is a website that is just really complete. I've been on there most of the day today looking through this, and it is just amazing. I go back to it, and I always see something new that I've missed. There's no way to go on to this site and look and cover everything that is in this website in one day, one week, or one month. I don't know. You just got to start at the beginning and go. Daryl Mast has created this site, and it is huge. Let me tell you, it is phenomenal what the information he has in this website. It is very informative for any type of barbecue technique, flavor profile, accessory, grill, smoker, even down to he has a competition trailer rig. He's got a trading post, a for sale site in there also. And I was looking at it earlier, and this rig is amazing. You just have to go check it out. It is full. I just can't say enough about how full this site is. You just go check it out, BarbecueSuperstar.com. Go to the Barbecue Superstore. It's packed full of anything from gourmet knives, cutlery, to kitchenware, to bakery items. This store is a complete all-in-one store. I mean, you think you want to go to some of these gourmet cook stores? Well, just go right here. Just punch in www.barbecuesuperstars.com and go to the Barbecue Superstore. And So free shipping, everything, $150 order or more, free shipping. You know, what can you say? It's a deal. There's also on this site, membership site, applications for membership. Become a member of the Barbecue Superstar family. You won't regret it. You can call Daryl anytime. He will be glad to help you with any type of issue, any type of history of a barbecue contest. He can definitely take care of it. I know I was working hard. We had the pitmaster deadline last week, and I know I worked hard trying to get a video together to submit, fill this form out, get this video submitted. I worked hard on a whole day trying to make a video. Well, we finally got it made. Well, then I took another day trying to get it from file to internet to email. I know that sounds simple to a lot. I'm not a computer guru. I never professed I was a guru. I might be a barbecue. I might have a little barbecue guru in me, but no computer guru. But anyhow, long story short, I worked hard on this. Went and had some people help me work on this. We worked for hours trying to get this set up to email. I wanted to email it to Daryl first. I emailed it, and of course, it wouldn't open, you know, after a whole day of work. So, I didn't hear anything from him. You know, I sent him a text. I said, what do you think? Tell me about it. You know, he says it wouldn't open. Well, a few minutes later, I get an email. He's compiled and got me this video. He makes me a video from previous interviews from Tupelo, Mississippi, from Memphis in May. He puts me a video together. He sends it to me and says, send that to him. That's simple. I mean, he took care of me. He'll do that for you. All you have to do is give the guy a chance. I guarantee you will never regret it. He's a great guy. I want you to go on to this site, barbecuesuperstars.com, and check it out. You're going to have to do that because I'm telling you, it is just full of information. You can get any type of barbecue sauce there. You can get any type of rub. We've got all these private label rubs and sauces out on the market all over the country. Every barbecue team, well, two-thirds of them are going to have sauce. They're going to have a secret sauce bottled. They're going to have a special butt rub, a rib rub, a chicken rub. You know, they're going to have a rub. And a lot of these guys have them marketed. Yeah. They have them marketed, and they're all on this site. I noticed Draper's AP rub. It's a great rub. I personally use it. I have some in my kitchen cabinet right now, and some in my competition tote. Draper sauce, that's on there. You can get aprons on there. I'm telling you, A to Z, full complete catalog. Folks, go check it out. Do yourself a favor. Don't do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Go to barbecuesuperstars.com and check out the Barbecue Superstore. I mean, it is loaded. You can go barbecuesuperstar.com. Go to the Superstore. Check it out. It's loaded full of information. All the other links to his site, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos. And I'm telling you, they're all informative. You can get prep videos. You can get attorney videos. You can get interviews with all the stars, all the mainstream barbecue people out there. He has interviewed and continuing to interview them, and you can definitely learn a lot. I know I have. I've been very fortunate enough to get to meet him. When I met him, we talked on the phone. We talked and talked. I called into his show several times. Just had a great time. We went to Tupelo, Mississippi to cook and compete down there. I heard a voice, and I knew automatically who that was. It was Daryl Mass of Barbecue Superstars. He come over. After that, the rest is history. He has been stellar in my growth in the barbecue world. And, I mean, it's just, you know, he's that important, and I appreciate it greatly. He's a is a dear, good friend, and I greatly appreciate it. Now, on with the show tonight. We've had a few callers, you know, the tragedy, the hurricanes coming in, they're playing havoc, and it's just really took a toll. And you've got the barbecue relief program, and man, that is a great program. It is. They're down there working hard, providing, feeding, no telling how many thousands of people. And, you know, anybody that volunteers their time in their work, it's just, you know, it's commendable, and it's very honorable. They're really working hard down there providing this service for these people. You know, it's flooded. They've lost their homes. I personally couldn't imagine. It's just tragic. And you've got these group of guys going down there, barbecue relief, and they go down and they set up and they cook and cook and feed and feed. And I mean, my hat's off to them. It's they're doing a great job, and I respect them tremendously. Very proud to be a part of the barbecue community that these guys are part of. That's a whole nother story, and hours and hours and hours we could talk about the pride and respect in the barbecue community, the barbecue world. When you get into a barbecue community, you start networking, you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, thousands of people all over the nation. They've all got the same passion as you. They love the barbecue. And when you have that, then you actually have a bigger family, because these guys would do anything for you. They will help you in any way they can. It's truly a big family. When you go to these competitions, the same thing. You can take your children. You always watch them, but you don't have to watch them, because everybody knows everybody, and they're going to keep an eye on those kids. And nothing's going to happen to your children. It's just a good family environment, these barbecue competitions. I could just ramble on about that, too. It's just a lot we could talk about. I'm just trying to just emphasize to you what a great bunch of people this barbecue family is. Every day, we live barbecue, we breathe barbecue. We might not be cooking it every day, but we talk it, we live it, we breathe it. Every day, and we're ready to go, we're ready to help, we're ready to do. And that's another thing about the barbecue community. You're always seeing somebody out there willing or doing charity work. They're raising money for special causes, good causes, for friends of family that need help, that might be sick or might be down. They're just out there doing, and it's just, I can't say enough about it. It's a very tight-knit family. They're always going to be there to help you. They're willing to help all the time, and that's part of the barbecue family also, and that means a lot. It just really means a lot, because this day and time, our nation, we need that. We need that in our country. We need that in our communities, and this barbecue community has it. So I emphasize to anybody listening out there that's never been to a barbecue competition, go check one out. Once you go to one, you start talking to these guys, you walk up to them, you start talking to them, you introduce yourself. They're going to help you out. They're going to tell you a little about this, a little about that. They're going to show you what they're doing. They're going to make you feel welcome. Bottom line, that's what they're doing. And that means a lot, too, because they take pride in what they do, and that's very important. And they're not going to disrespect you. They're going to be nice. They're going to help you out. And you'll see that. And once you see that, you'll know what barbecue is and what barbecue family is. And with the family, you just can't go wrong. You just really can't. And that's another thing about the barbecue community. So what I'm saying, bottom line, is that when you get into this barbecue competition, when you get into this barbecue family, when you start going and meeting these people and you're competing against them, when you go out there, you're not actually competing against them. It's a big family. They take care of you. You've just got to check it out. You've got to know what it's about. And then you'll appreciate what I'm telling you. We've got several callers. We've got them lined up. Having a little trouble with the switchboard tonight. I can't get this thing to cooperate. So we're going to continue on and see if we can make some things happen. And we're just going to continue on with the show. This is our sixth show, I believe. I hate to say that I've lost count because I've enjoyed it so much. But we just continue to have more and more call-ins, more people commenting, more people saying, hey, you know, I want to call in. I want to be part of the show. And, you know, I always welcome everybody to call in. Call in now, matter of fact. Talk to me. I'll see if I can get this board working, and we will have a good conversation. The number to call here at the studio is 1-347-202-0263. Again, that's 1-347-202-0263. Call in, and let's see if we can have a little conversation. Be glad to answer any questions, and we can bring up any kind of topic if you have one. So just do that. Call in, and we'll see what's going on. Another thing we need to talk about tonight, pitmasters. I would love to have a few pitmasters call in. Barbecue pitmasters, that has been the talk of the Facebook, the Twitter. It has been the talk for weeks now, especially since the deadline was extended for some of the states. I know Tennessee, it wasn't. Yeah, Tennessee, Georgia, Texas wasn't. I believe North Carolina, Missouri, and I'm not sure, Kentucky were all extended. Their video applications, the deadlines were extended for Kentucky, North Carolina, and Missouri, and I don't know if they still have spots open. I'm not sure what's going on there, but they are still accepting applications for that, as far as I know. Now, Tennessee is already cut off. I believe they're starting to respond to some of the applicants in the Tennessee state. I know I hadn't received any confirmation or saying yay or nay. I don't know about some of the other guys. I know Missouri. I had a call the other night, and I know they've chosen a few in Missouri. And I know they were filming yesterday. They were filming yesterday, and I'm not sure where at a comp, but I did see a couple posts from where they were. They were already set up, the big barbecue pit master bus out, Tuffy Stone, Myron Mixon. I don't know who else is with them this year, but they were set up with like they were recording, videoing, shooting. So I'm sure that's going to be some exciting contest. I'm excited about it, and I just want to say that I got a call Thursday night, and I had a gentleman, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, call me and say, hey, we're in. He wants me to go with him. And I said, well, hell yeah, I'll be glad to go with you. Bill Arnold of Blues Hall called and said, we're in, so we will be competing in Missouri at the American Royal. Man, what kind of excitement is that? It just hadn't sank in yet with me. I know I've got some good friends, Lulu's Barbecue. They have been working hard. They've got a dynamite video out right now. It's hot. These are some great guys. They're showing a little attitude in the video. I really like the video. they've getting, it's just being viewed everywhere, and I'm proud for these guys. I think they might, you know, I don't know yet. I don't know who's going to be in it. I'm fired up and ready to go. I'm excited about it. I just don't know what else to say. It's going to be hot. It's going to be smoking. And like I always say, we're going to let the smoke roll, baby. It's going to be on at the American Royal Barbecue Pitmasters. I can't wait. And I'm just really looking forward to it. We've got some TVA talk to do tonight, Tennessee Barbecue Association. I know that's a new up-and-coming association. Got a lot of exciting things going on there. A lot of new ideas floating around with the TVA. We're going to cover a few of those. I don't know how much we'll get to cover with that, but we're going to discuss some dates and competitions that are coming up here in Tennessee. If anybody has one that will broadcast, put out there, just call in. We'll put it out there. Hey, you know, you never know. I know September is full, slam-packed, the rest of the month. We're just starting September. The whole month is full. I'm excited about doing a lot of competing there. We just come off a big comp this past weekend. We've got one the third week and fourth week in September. Next week, we've got one every weekend this month in September, so I'm excited about that. A lot of prep goes into that, a lot of repacking, rewashing coolers. You know, if you're your barbecue team, you know what I'm talking about, especially if you don't have. We're not fortunate enough to have a rig yet. We go set up our canopies, roll our rig in and unpack our totes and set it all up, set up a big prep kitchen on the spot and get busy. I know this competition this weekend is in Martin, Tennessee. It's the annual Soybean Festival. Tyson actually sponsors this or is a partner in this. And it's a huge cook. Tyson supplies chicken. They roll in a big reefer unit, supplies thousands and thousands of pounds of chicken. I mean, that's our, you know, let's be real, that's our favorite category is chicken. Everybody loves to cook chicken. We're going to kick it. We're going to marinate it. We're going to rub it. We're going to fire it up and put it out the door. I mean, it's like that. We've got tons of chicken to cook. We're going to have shoulder category. It's not a butt category. It is a shoulder category. We've got a fine swine category. Naturally, we've got ribs. Now, this is not a KCBS sanctioned cook. It's a local cook. Like I say, Tyson puts it on, so it doesn't have a brisket category. And it also, like I said, it has a shoulder category instead of butt. You know, some comps say shoulder or butt, but now this is a shoulder competition. So it's going, you know, it throws a little something in there. A lot of these guys that cook butts every weekend, you know, they've never cooked a shoulder. I've had several guys that are killer cooks on KCBS circuit, and they say they've never cooked a shoulder. And that's all I personally cook my thing is shoulders. So, you know, there's, you know, that throws in a little, and I don't really cook butts that often. I like cooking shoulders. So that's going to be a big factor there. It's a shoulder cook. It's not a butt cook. So that's going to make it a little tougher for some of these KCBS teams that are used to cooking butts. So that's another thing going on there. Like I say, they have a fine swine category. They do have the chicken category. They also have a backyard category, and it's a split turn-in. We've got chicken and backyard turn-in on Friday evening, and Saturday, first turn-in is at 9 o'clock in the morning, and it's shoulders, and then ribs, and then fine swine. So it's a little different than most. But you just set it up, you time it right, it's not a problem, but it is a lot of work. But it's a whole bunch of fun. guys, if y'all just tuning in, this is Chris Chadwick here on the Chris Chadwick Let's Talk Smoke Show tonight on Barbecue Superstars. We're just here. We're talking about family and barbecue, how it all goes hand in hand. Also, we want to bring up BarbecueSuperstars.com, the website. It is a full site, full complete from A to Z, anything you need. Gourmet kitchen, master chef quality, no doubt about it. It's got everything if you need to supply your cook rig, your trailer, your camp, your cook campsite, your kitchen. It's got it all. Your backyard patio, your backyard deck. It covers everything for the backyard griller, the inside master chef, gourmet cook, the serious competition competitors every weekend. It's got everything there for it. Check it out, BarbecueSuperstars.com. I'm still working on the board, guys. I'm just having a little problem. I can't get it turned on like it should, so let's just keep rolling and flowing with the smoke and letting it roll here. We're talking about Martin Soybean Festival, guys. If you hadn't tuned in, it's a big show there in Martin, Tennessee. Good show coming up this weekend. Kind of excited about that. Got a lot of work to do, a lot of prep work to do to get this ready. It's just going to be wild. I'm telling you right now. It's going to be tough because we've got a short work week. We've got to go set up early Friday morning, all day, all week. It's going to be tough. I think we've got a caller calling in. I maybe have this board kicking up. Let's see what we got here. We're still working with it, guys. Y'all just bear with me. But we're talking Martin right now. We've got a KCBS big event there in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, coming up in 2 weeks. Caller, who we got online tonight? Is this working?
Hello? Can you hear me, Chris?
Yeah, talk to me.
Yeah, give me about 5 minutes, and I'll get in board with you. I'm doing a little driving right now, and I'll get on touch with you here in about 5 minutes. Give me that
much. That sounds like a plan. We look forward to you calling us back. It sounds like we lose barbecue. Y'all just call us back, guys. We'll talk to you in a minute, okay? All right. All right, guys. So I think I've got this board coming up. Maybe some of the callers that I've lost here in the past 30 minutes or so will call back in. I think we've got this baby on the go. We're ready to roll. I think we're going to have a good show tonight. So y'all call in, tune in, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk smoke, talk about some cooking techniques. We're going to have a rolling here in just shortly. It's going to be wide open. So any guys, we've got the board up, call us. 1-347-202-0263 is the number. Give us a call. We've got it rolling now. 1-347-202-0263. Give us a call and let us know what it's about. We'll be glad to have you here on the Chris Chadwick Show this weekend. Chris Chadwick here for BarbecueSuperstars.com. Also, Hall County Cookers as our barbecue team. Look us up on Facebook. Hall County Cooker Competition Barbecue Team. Give us checking us out. Look me up on Facebook, Chris Chadwick, and request a friend. I'll be glad to accept you guys. We want to talk barbecue. We love to talk barbecue. We do every day. The only thing better than talking barbecue is cooking barbecue and eating barbecue. I'm telling you, that's what it's all about, barbecue. Let's see, I think we've got another caller calling in. See if we can make this bad boy work one more time. It's coming on. We're talking barbecue tonight. Let's talk smoke. We've got a caller calling in. 707, who we got here?
Kevin Hamlin.
Kevin Hamlin. Welcome to the show, Kevin Hamlin, Custom Cookers. How you doing tonight, brother?
What's up? How's it going, buddy?
Well, it's going pretty good. It's going pretty good. We've got a show going on, trying to get this board working the way we need it to where we can have some callers. We've lost a few, but hopefully they'll call us back. But glad you're here. What's been going on with you? Tell us a little about what's happening with Custom Cookers.
We've kind of been idle since the BFW. We cooked last weekend at BFW. We're going, not this coming up weekend, but the next to Lexington Moose Lodge, and then the weekend after that be the Boss Hoss Rally down at Parrish Landing. That's about it.
It sounds like a busy September for you too.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your big VFW win. Proud to hear how that come out. Tell us a little about it. How'd you place again?
Well, we got first in anything but, second in ribs, and second in shoulders.
Man, that's awesome. Proud of you. That's a good feeling to come in and hit like that. You've been hot this year anyhow, though. I mean, you've been wearing them out on ribs, pork shoulder. You've just been hitting spot on. Anything but. You're always creative in anything but. If you don't mind sharing with everybody, tell us what you fixed on anything but.
Well, up to VFW, we baked some potatoes on the grill and hollowed them out and slathered them in butter and shredded cheese, and then grilled a big thick marinated ribeye and cut some strips and put on top of it and drizzled a little cheese on top with some chives and looked real pretty. It was good. I was proud of it. My teammate Kathy comes up with some good ideas for that category.
Yes, she does. She has got it. She's got it down pat. Now, let me tell you, she's spot on with those anything but backyard categories. That really sounds like a steak dinner all in one. Steak, baked potato, butter, sour cream, chai. That just sounds like it's all right there, one bite meal.
Yeah. You don't many people don't like potatoes, cheese, and steak.
There you go. I mean, that's the fundamentals of a good meal, I'm telling you. I mean, everybody, I know I'd sure like to have one right now myself. But that sounds really good. It sure does. And
I know you won everything in Gleason. How'd that turn out? Was that a good time, good cook? Or?
Well, the Gleason Little Tater Town Festival, I like to do it because it's really like a big family reunion. It's a huge fundraiser there for the ladies organization that helps and does for a lot of things there in Gleason, which Gleason's a small town, and you know, it's a big fundraiser, and we go, the bank sponsors us there, and we basically go and we cook. I mean, it started early, 3:30, 4 o'clock Friday morning. I didn't get home about 12:30 that night, you know. So it's a full day, but we went and cooked hundreds of pounds of barbecue. About 150 pounds of ribs. We had both smokers going wide open, just as hard as they could go. We had gale force winds from the hurricane, you know, there here in Gleason, Tennessee. It was horrendous. It kept our cookers. I mean, we had to constantly fire those cookers and keep them going because we had a hard time keeping them hot. But
yeah.
We managed to do it. And
I wish I could have been, you brother, but I had to work and I couldn't be there. So I wish I could have been there with you.
Well, I sure wish you would have been there too. You know, it was a. It's just a good cook. It's like I say, it's a big family reunion. There again, I was talking about family and barbecue, how it goes hand in hand. And, you know, they had a little live band over there under the pavilion and people everywhere. We served hundreds and hundreds of people. It was just really a good time. had some serious competitors using some heavy high dollar machinery, you know, but we had our flavor profiles down, and our tenderness, our taste, it was all spot on, even though we had to fight all that we did.
Right. How much did you end up with over there?
And we did really well, you know, it just really worked out. But what I'm focused on right now is the Martin Cook, the Soybean Festival. You know, that's going to be a pretty big cook. Now, you need to come down. If you're not cooking, you need to come down, at least visit us down at the Martin, Tennessee Soybean Festival this weekend, this coming weekend.
I've got to work Saturday. I've been working on this afternoon trying to get off on Saturday, but it don't look like that's going to happen. But I may ride over Friday afternoon and holler at y'all and say hi and hang out for a little while.
Well, that'll be good because Friday, you know, there's just as much excitement. There's actually more excitement Friday at the Soybean Festival than there is Saturday, in the past. But now, this Friday night, I know the entertainment's going to be Grand Funk Railroad. That's a classic band. I know they were there in Nashville entertaining the Music City Blues Barbecue Festival a couple weeks ago, and Martin was lucky enough to get that group for Friday night. Saturday night, you got Travis Tritt coming in downtown Martin, going to be rocking it out. So you know they're going to have a big turnout right there for those two groups, and which there's several thousand people come through the barbecue fest too. I mean, it's pretty intense. There's a lot of teams there. I think it's bigger than the Benton, Kentucky KCBS cook usually in March or April. First of the year, it's actually larger than that cook. And
No, it's not sanctioned.
It's a Tyson sponsored event. Tyson sponsors that event, and they set it up. And they help Martin with it, and it's really a good cook.
Is it all blind judging?
Yes, it is. It was all blind judging. You got a lot of MBN cookers down there. You got MBN cooks. You got KCBS cooks. You got a lot of, I don't want to say backyard teams, but you got a lot of teams that aren't, you know, that aren't sanctioned either way, but are still rock solid teams. And they've all won competitions on top of competitions. I mean, they're all competitive cooks, and you just never know what kind of game is going to turn out. It's just that when you get that last call, or when you get that call down there, you're going to be fortunate because there's a lot of different teams, and they've got several judges down there too. So it's a pretty intense cook, but you need to come down and check it out for sure. And
Getting that one call, it makes the weekend seem, you know, worthwhile.
That's right.
You get to walk
That's
one
right.
time, it makes it all worthwhile, and you've had a good time, and then you get a little reward for it, and I'd love to be there, and I'm still working on trying to be there. I don't know when there is a deadline to enter.
Well, you know, I don't know. I hadn't been notified of a deadline. Now, I have been in touch with Tyson a few times, and they did. Matter of fact, they did call me this past week and asked me about spots and you know, if I wanted my spot. They actually offered me my same spot I had last year, and it was pretty much right in the middle of the whole show. And, you know, it wasn't a bad place, and I said, sure. You know, so I was glad they called and offered me that. Last year, I was really, it was my first time cooking down there. And, you know, I'd cooked at several of these small events and these smaller venues. And I was really intimidated a little bit when I went down there. You know, you see all these guys, these big rigs, all these money machines, you know. And I, you know how I roll. I'll roll in there with my pit, one I custom built, set it up, and let the smoke roll. You know, and it's just how it rolls out. But last year we placed second in shoulder and third in ribs.
Right.
You know, we didn't get a call on our favorite category, chicken. And we didn't get a call on our fine swine or our backyard. And we cooked last year in backyard. We cooked the pizza down there, chicken bacon ranch pizza, a barbecue chicken bacon ranch pizza. And I thought it would actually hit right on, but it didn't. It didn't hit. And but it was fire because we did eat it, and it was good. So it's, you know, it's anybody's ball game when you get down there. It's so you've got to come. You're going to have a good time if you do. I guarantee it. There's going to be all kinds of people, all kinds of cooks. There'll be people you want to go meet, talk to. I know there's a couple guys down there. One's an NBN Memphis and May world champion. Last year he cooked down there. He's a fine fella, excellent cook. There's just a lot of guys you'll meet down there, you know. So that's another thing. That just reflects back to what I was talking about earlier was what, when you go to a competition, you meet these people, you meet these guys, and once you meet them, you're friends. You're just friends from there on out, you know. You've got friends all over the state, don't you, from competing in all these different moose tournaments?
Yeah, it's like a big family. I mean, you go to a cook-off, I mean, you sit around and, you know, have fun all day long, but, you know, when it comes to turning in, everybody's, you know, their self.
Yep. Yeah, they're concentrating on their turn-ins, yep.
After the award ceremony, everybody's best buddies again. I mean, it's...
Right. Well, it's not that they... I understand what you're saying. You know, when it gets down to turn-in time, you got to get serious. You got to turn your box. You got to make your box. Make it look right. Turn it in. And then it's all up to the judges. You know, once you turn it in, you can't do no more about it.
Down have a Mountain Dew or a cold beer and... You know, I mean, at that point, of course, we're always friends, but at that point, you got to be, you know.
Yeah, you got to be focused on what you're doing at that time. That's right. And
it's all about family. I mean, that's one thing. I know you hadn't done many of the moose lodge cookings, but, you know, it's a lot of that. There ain't a lot of money involved, but, you know, it's bragging rights sitting at the bar for 2 or 3 hours afterwards. You know, I mean, it's
right.
We're all buddies, and, you know, you beat me today, I beat you last month, and, you know, whatever. It's just a big family. I mean, barbecuing is, I mean, it's pretty much my life anymore outside of my daughter, and, you know, I love doing it.
Well, I understand. You know, we've got our family, and then we've got our barbecue, and work comes last. Seems like anymore, you have to work to do it all, but you just enjoy your barbecue. You enjoy your barbecue family. I mean, that's we resort back to that again. You know, I've been talking about that the whole show. The whole show, we've kind of been bringing up family, barbecue family, how it's family-oriented, and it really is. I mean, we go, we cook, we meet all these guys, we cook against them, we compete against them, we try to beat each other. We don't try to beat each other, but we try to win. We're competing against ourselves, seems like, most of the time. But we're still just family, friends, we just have a good time. You know, if we win, hey, that's great. If we don't, it's okay. You know, there's always the next comp, the next weekend. And with you cooking, I don't get to cook as much in the moose circuit as you do. I do enjoy the cooks, but I usually have to cook at the closer ones because it's hard for me to get away. I have so many things going on, seem like, all the time.
Yeah.
But every time I've competed in a moose lodge cooking, they've always had a good competition. It's really been well organized. There's never any trouble. They've got a good judging, scoring system. And you just have a good time, you know. And it's anybody's game. Nobody always takes it, you know, every competition. There's not one team that always takes it. It's pretty level playing field, and it's just the luck of the draw who the judges like best that particular weekend, really. And,
Joe may win everything this week. Bob may win everything next month. And that girl from Memphis does a really good job of running our competitions for us. And you know, I mean, it's always, you know, pretty much always somebody different. I mean, it's not because you're there every month. It's who's got the best stuff that day.
That's right. And you know, that's what it's about. That's what the competition's about. And you know, if say one guy won it all the time, everybody else wouldn't want to come play.
Yeah.
you know how some guys are.
If the same person won every time, at some point, somebody would be like, "Well, this is rigged," and
yeah.
There's no way a moose cooking will ever be that way. Not right. Well, as long as Amy's running it, I mean, there's no way. I mean, me and her are friends. We've been friends for 3 or 4 years now. But she won't even come hang out at our tent and drink beer because she's afraid somebody will think that. In case we do win something, she's afraid somebody will think, well, it's rigged. But, you know, she's sitting over there all night with them partying. I mean, she's on the up and up and does a real good job for us. September 15th, not this coming Saturday, but next, we got the Lexington Moose Lodge, which to me is one of the funnest cook-offs the Moose has, simply because it's Tennessee Florida game. You know, we'll have a captain's meeting, everybody go out and get your stuff ready, and you'll have a bar half full of Tennessee jerseys and a bar half full of Florida jerseys, and we'll go in there and argue back and forth and watch the game, and then we'll go out and start cooking and just have a big time.
Right. Yeah, that's what it's about. And I've enjoyed competing at the Moose competitions. It is a good competition, and I've never thought anything bad at all. You know, set up or, you know, I don't think like that. I just enjoy them. I want to do more of them. Hopefully next year I'll get to hit a few more. But you know, it seems like we've got one about every weekend, every month, and it's hard to do.
Yeah, I know.
It's really hard to do. You're fortunate enough to have some sponsors, and you know, in this barbecue community, that's one thing that's really important are sponsors. And you're fortunate enough to have you a couple good sponsors, and that, you know, I'm proud for you because it helps out tremendously, I'm sure.
Yeah, Toyota Murray, Jeff Taylor, and Andy Foley over at Toyota. They helped me out a lot. And we've got Justin Ford and Jamie McManus up at Clayton Homes. You know, they help, without them, I couldn't do it every weekend.
Right. Well, that's great. You know, that's, like I say, that's very important. You know, a lot of people ask, how do you do this week in and week out? And if you're not fortunate enough to be your name being called and you're walking, and you can spend money on these competitions for sure. And,
it'll cost you $400 or $500 just to pack up and go. If you're paying your meat and everything, and you know, of course, you know, I got a couple of sponsors that help me out a lot, and I mean, it's I couldn't do it as much as I do it without them.
Right. I do understand that, and it is tough without sponsors, and that's why teams, you guys, you got these sponsors, be fortunate, be thankful that you have them, because they play a big part in the competitive series of these cook-offs. You've got to have sponsors, and there's a lot of good products out there that need barbecue teams to represent their products, and it's just knowing about and how to go about finding or getting a good sponsor, and that's very important. I know that there's teams out there always looking for sponsors. And if there's any sponsors listening, I encourage them to give us a call in at on the show and just say, hey, you know, we've got a product we think would be great to get out in the barbecue community. Do you have a team or do you know anybody that would be interested in representing our product, which would be awesome because, you know, we all could do a little more of that. So
my team, no sponsorship is too small.
Right.
I mean, if
any help is help. That's right. And I agree with you completely. Sponsors are just a big part, and any help is help. That's a good saying. And the more sponsors we have, the more we can go, seems like. It's not, you know, but it's just not having the money to go. It's having the energy to go. People don't realize the work that is involved in going and competing.
Yeah, we're not going to cook-off and cooking and drinking all weekend. It's a lot of work involved. I mean, I go to a cook-off and I do drink all weekend, but it's still a lot of work involved.
Right, a lot of work involved. And the heat, extreme heat, you know.
The preparation, the 2 days before running and well, what am I forgetting, this, that, and the other. You know, the 2 days prior to a cook-off wears me out more than the actual cook-off. Because once I get there and the grill set up, you know, I'm fine then because I know I've got everything there. But on the way to, you're driving all the way to a cook-off, and you're like, what am I forgetting? You know? It's more to it than a lot of people realize. I mean, it's a lot of work, and I'm thankful. You know, like I said, I'm thankful to have my sponsors, and I just enjoy it. I mean, I would dig deep and try to find a way to do it without them, but I couldn't do it as much without them.
That's right. Now, well, let me ask you this real quick. Well, while we've got the listeners out there, especially here at Tennessee Barbecue Association, I know we've always got some strong support from the guys here at the TBA. I know there's a moose cook coming up, the polar bear cook-off here in Paris, Tennessee. Do you have a tentative date for that cook yet?
Yeah, it's going to be November 10th. We're going to do butts, ribs, and anything but butts or ribs.
Right.
Well, and I think some of the judges that do all the moose judging, they ask if we could do a margarita. The judges like that margarita. So
Right.
margaritas and ribs and butts and anything but ribs or butts.
Right.
Do a pork or chop or whatever. I mean, it's not anything but pork. It's anything but ribs or butts.
Right. Well, you know, that's one thing, guys. You listen out there, these drink categories are really coming to play a lot of these competitions. A lot of times, I know we introduced the last year at the Polar Bear, they did have the margarita category, and we were discussing that, and that just kind of set it off. You know, Kevin, after I called in to Daryl Mass Barbecue Superstars show, and told them about the margarita category. After that, I know the GBA, Georgia Barbecue Association, I know there was a couple cooks that they kicked in and brought a margarita or a margarita into their class, a drink category into their class. So, you know, last year that first polar bear cook-off, the first annual one with the margarita category really initialized, you know, it kicked off a fad in the drink category, I think, you know, and that's not bad. I don't mind mixing a drink, you know, to turn in as a category, you know. I know it doesn't count points like a 5 or 6 hour rack of rib cook or a 12 or 14 hour butt cook, or but it still counts points towards the grand.
But it generates interest too. I mean, you may have somebody that don't even own a grill, but they could enter that category. It generates more interest in the cook off. I mean,
more participation. Sure it does. And I agree with you there. You know, everybody don't want to cook all the categories anyhow.
We've got a great band that night. After we're going to do the turn-ins are going to be at 4, 5, and 6. Awards is going to be at 7 o'clock. The band's going to fire up at 8. And I know you probably hadn't heard this band. We had them last Saturday night after VFW cooking over at the Moose Lodge. And, you know, it's just young kids, college kids from around here. They're all from here in Paris, and I mean, I was really impressed with their progress. I've heard them a couple of times. They've played maybe 6 or 7 times together,
right,
and practiced via the swipe on the laptops. One of them lives in this town. You know, they're all off, you know, working now. One of them's here and one of them's there, and they do a really great job. So that night after the awards, you know, we'll have the band going, and it just it all goes back to having a good time.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, I understand, you know, that it never hurts to have a little good time. We all need a little good time, that's for sure. So back to these comps. Now you're planning on hitting the Boss Hoss Burnout there at the Paris Landing this year?
Yeah, that'll be September 22nd.
Right. Yeah.
And after Lexington Moose Lodge is September 15th. If you can make that, like I said, that's a good cook, and you know, it's run by, you know, Amy and her judges from Memphis. And then the weekend after that is all sauce cooking, and we're gonna be there. One of my sponsors done asked me if I could do that one, so you know, that's the only drawback to sponsors. You wake up sick and they done gave you money, you still have to go.
That's right. That's what makes you a champion too. Sick or not, you go get it. You got to get up and compete. That's part of the game, and but when you love it, it's not near as hard to go do.
It's like the VFW cooking. I wasn't looking forward to it at all, and I woke up 3 o'clock that morning and like, hell, let's do it. Let's go. You know,
right. Yeah, that's what you have to do, no doubt.
But anyway, I think you're doing a good job, great job with the TBA. We just keep it growing and get it where we need to be. I think it's going to turn out to be something great.
Well, you know, we just give it our all. We're trying to make a difference. We're trying to do something that's positive and trying to make a difference. And I think it's helped a lot of the teams already, a lot of our local teams, a lot of the local state teams, you know, all over the state. I believe it's kind of put them in a unison, you know, and
it's
I believe it's helping.
It has helped, Chris. It's helped a lot. The Moose Lodge, the team participation is, you know, we get 2 or 3 more teams every year. You know, Goob and Doug Collinsworth from Martin, and you know, we had, you know, 2 or 3 at the Somerville Lodge that last in July that probably wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for the TBA. I think it's a good thing. I think we need to keep growing it.
That's what it's all about, to get out there and help spread the word of barbecue, get these teams more involved. That's what we want to do, get the teams more involved, try to get them a aware of these local cooks, you know, whereas a lot of times you just don't know about them. I know last year I missed a lot of cooks simply because I didn't know about them. And,
right.
And when you love to cook and you and these smaller cooks don't cost as much money, you might not win as much, but you're still getting to go do the do, so to speak. You're getting to go cook. You're getting to go do what you enjoy doing. It's still a good weekend. You're still having a great time. You let the smoke roll. You're smelling the hickory smoke. You're eating some fine food. You're meeting new friends. I mean, it's all a plus-plus win-win situation, you know. I mean, you just, you just, you know, it's just helping. And I'm glad it's really worked as well as it has so far. And we're going to continue to work it and hopefully make it grow even more. I've got a few things in the works. I know I've mentioned it before about the National Barbecue Association, but it's set in stone. It's just we've got to get together. We were actually going to get together this past week and get that out and get a link posted for 150 free memberships to the National Barbecue Association. Linda Orson of Shed Barbecue called me, and we've got all that. We've got it all set. We just got to set it up. But bless her heart, you know, they had the rains, the water coming up into the shed, you know, and they've had a lot going on, so I wasn't going to bother her at all this week, wishing we could go down there with the crew and help, you know, whatever they needed help with. I wish we could go help them as far
right.
as that goes, you know. We've got that going on. We've got more members talking about sanctioning, throwing out ideas about what can be done a little different to distinguish us other than the other sanctioning bodies. You know, what's going to make us different? Why would somebody want to come be a part of our organization? You know, it's like if you're part of one, it's not like you. If you're part of one, you can't be a part of another. I mean, it's not, we're not here, and I didn't set this up to try to step on any toes or offend anybody, which naturally something's always going to be out there, but it was set up to actually help and be a part of. You know, we want to help, we want to be a part of, we want to grow, we want to do good things. It's not like we're trying to take over or do anything different. You know, that's what it's all about. It's about helping, awareness, getting a group. You know, if you're a KCBS cook, why can't you be a TVA cook? Because I know there's a lot of MBN cooks. They don't want to be KCBS, vice versa. You know, I look at it, they're, again, like a big family. I think if we cook one, we ought to go cook another or cook another and learn to cook all of them, because they're all going to be similar. They're all going to have a little differences in them. But the MBN, the KCBS, you know, you've got the GBA, the Georgia Barbecue Association, you've got the FBA, Florida Barbecue Association, you've got South Carolina, you've got so many different organizations. That's just to name a few. So why not have a Tennessee Barbecue Association? I mean,
yeah,
it just makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like I said, it's helped the participation, you know, in the small cooks. I mean, just take, you know, the cook and, you know, McKenzie down there, the Broadway on.
Yeah,
I mean, look how many teams. You know, they had five teams last year. Look, I mean, how many teams were there, Chris, just because of the Tennessee Barbecue Association?
Well,
it
went from 5 to 20 from one year to the next.
And, I mean, there was a couple teams that, you know, come down with me from Paris that might not have been there. But,
right.
But you had Skelton, you had some teams there that wouldn't have been there.
That's right.
And, you know, the TBA, and you know, I think it's a great thing, and you know, I'm all in on helping you in any way I can whatever you want to call it.
Well, I sure appreciate that. You know, that's what it's all about, helping one another, and and it's just growing. You know, it hadn't been. We basically formed this back in January, February. You know, this is just the first of September. You know, it's not really been going 7 months, 6 months, and half a year. And we've made all this progress and done all these positive things and helped. And we've got and on our TBA group site, they're on Facebook, Tennessee Barbecue Association. And that's Tennessee BBQ Association on Facebook. Join it, guys. Check it out. Look at it. We've got a ton of good cooks on there. We broadcast. We like to put out posts on cook dates, times, different types of things. We put out recipes. We put out any type of good information, barbecue information. The TBA has got it. If you need a question, if you've got a question, you need it answered, post it, and I'm sure you'll get several responses on that one post. I guarantee it. So if you got a question, a barbecue question, put it out there, and these guys are willing to help you. I mean, you know, it's not like we're telling secrets. We're just giving advice. And it's just a good informative site. It's going to grow. We are working on getting a website up. Hopefully next year we've got some other things going on. It's just growing, and we're just going to make it happen. You know, that's just what it's about. We're going to make it happen, and it's happening now, and it's just continuing to grow, and it's a positive thing. There's no negative anything in this group. Kevin, have you ever seen any negative in the group?
Not at all. I mean, everything's been great. I mean, it's great response. I think we've got, like I said, I mean, it's helped participation in a lot of these, you know, smaller non-sanctioned cooks. You know, McKenzie, I mean, there were some teams there from Brewston that, and, you know, we had some teams for, you know, at the Henry County Fairgrounds. You know, Mick Chesser and some of them that wouldn't have been here without the TBA. And, I mean, it can only be a positive. I mean, you've got the word out, and they know where the cook-offs are at, and they know when they are, and it's a big help. I love it. I mean,
that's what it's about. You're right. It's what it's about. It's there to help. There's a few that's posted on there. I noticed today, Lincoln County State Fair Barbecue Cook-Off there in Fayetteville, Tennessee, September 8th. You've got like a $75 entry fee. Grand Champion, I believe, is the top of the line New Holland Grill. So that's a nice Grand Champion prize. You know, that's posted on there. The Tyson representatives are there, are posting the Soybean Festival there on the TBA side. KCBS, we always post KCBS events. We're a big supporter of KCBS. You know, we just want to help with that. You know, the Boss Hoss Burnout, that event's scheduled on there. We've also got the Tupelo, Mississippi Don't Be Cruel Barbecue Duel. That's on there. The event organizer there over that. She is also a member of our site. The Paris Henry County Barbecue, State Fair Barbecue Competition, the organizer of that event is on our site. We have several organizers on there also. You know, all these organizers, they work their tail off to set these barbecue events up, these venues up, and they work hard. And that we've got all that input and experience on our site. At just all we have to do is post a question, and if they can answer it, they'll help us out. So we've got all that experience on that one Tennessee Barbecue Association group site. You know, so I'm proud of that too. You know, that's good. And they're all friendly, and they're all there, willing to help anytime. All you have to do is ask them.
Yeah, you're right. Well, Bubba, I've got to sign off of here. Just thought I'd call in and holler at you. You know, doing a great job. Enjoy everything you do, and you know, maybe we'll see you in Lexington the weekend after next. I'm going to try. I'm still working on getting off work next weekend. I'm going to try to be in Martin. If not, I may just ride up Friday and say hello and wish you luck. And but
that'll
you're doing a great job on what you're doing. And I'll do anything to help you I can.
Well, you know, we sure appreciate you too, Kevin Hamlin, the Custom Cookers, for calling in. You sure helped me out a lot tonight. This board's been kind of not working very good, and I managed to get you on, and you sure helped the show out tremendously. You know, you're always welcome to call in and talk barbecue anytime with me. You're more than welcome, and if you can't talk to me on the air, you can call me and talk to me on the phone. That's not a problem. But did you, by any chance, I'm gonna tell you a little something that I found out Thursday evening, and I guess I can tell it because it was told before I ever started mentioning it. But this barbecue, have you followed any of the Barbecue Pitmaster auditions or anything going? Have you followed any of that at all?
Well, I've seen your video on there, and I've seen Lulu's video on there. But outside of that, no, not really, Chris. I haven't.
Okay, well, They've been posting. You know, you've got different state venues. You've got North Carolina, Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, Georgia, and Texas. I believe that's the only states they were looking for competitors in. Okay, Lulu's is there from Missouri, and I think them guys have got an awesome shot.
The video is awesome. It's great.
It is. It is. It's smoking hot. I mean, they did a good job. I'm proud of them guys for that. But they're also fine fellas. I met them through Facebook, strange enough. Met them in Benton, Kentucky, and I mean, you know, once you meet them, you're gonna be buddies with them. I mean, because they're great guys. But the Missouri cook is going to be held at the American Royal in Kansas City, the big Royal, and that's where they're going to be filming. It's going to be where they're filming the Pitmasters Missouri edition. Now, they've been filming this past weekend, and I'm not sure where. I'm sure it's probably been Texas. It's Bedford. But we had the big charity venue in Paris a few weeks ago, and Bill Arnold of Blues Hall called me, and I helped him that weekend. And we just had such a good time. We've been friends a long time. We've cooked some together. We had a big time with. He called and told me that we're going to Kansas City to cook at the Royal in Barbecue Pitmasters.
Seen that on Facebook, and that's great.
Well, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a big show. I'm just excited. I'm fired up about it. I can't wait. I'm ready to roll. I'm ready to let smoke roll. We're gonna go down there and be Blues Hog County, I guess. I'm ready to go with him and just have a big time. But
yeah.
But I do, Kevin. I really appreciate you calling in tonight. Thank you a whole lot. And call me back anytime. And let me know if I can do anything for you. You know I'm here for you. Just come on and just whatever you need, just let me know, okay?
I'll do it, buddy. Hey, hope to see you in Lexington next weekend. If not, I'll see you at the boss house and, you know,
All right. You got it. Thank you a whole bunch.
As you say, let's smoke roll, baby.
Let's smoke roll. All right, Kevin. Kevin Hamlin, Custom Cookers, thanks a lot for calling in. I do appreciate it.
See you, buddy.
All right, see you later. Guys, y'all just tuning in, that was Kevin Hamlin, the Custom Cookers there out of Paris, Tennessee. Real good friend of mine, serious competitor. He's called in. We've just talked a little barbecue, talked a little smoke. That's what it's all about. We're just having a big time. And let's just keep the show going. I got Lulu's. Lulu's, are y'all online? Let's see if we got the Lulu's. There you are. Hey, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Man, what's going on? Glad to have you on the show. How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing good. Kind of had a little family night. Went out to eat, went and watched a movie, come back home.
Well, there you go. That's all right. You know, let's
today's a nice family day to have. That's what we've done today. We just kind of stayed around the house and had a big time today with the family and that's just, you know, that's just special quality time. You just can't beat it. And that's just the way to be. I think Kevin had his daughter with him a while ago on the show, and I could hear her in the background. But we're just having a big time. We sure are. So how's your week been? What's new in the barbecue world with you?
Kind of had a crazy week, really. I mean, just kind of ups and downs, dealing with the rain, the wind, you know, different things like that through the week. I mean, it's been kind of a punishful week of cooking. I mean, we've had fun doing it, but, I mean, it's been kind of tough this week dealing with all the weather and everything.
You know, the weather has been really rough. Can you imagine what they're getting in Louisiana, right, you know, what they got in Louisiana?
No, I really can't. I know Friday and Saturday, I know the winds had to be somewhere around 35 to 50 miles an hour up here, you know, during certain times because, I mean, they was just strong in the back of my trailer, you know, cooking back there.
Right,
you know, I could
right.
feel the pressure coming off of it.
Friday we cooked in Gleason in the little barbecue festival there, and that wind was so strong and so rough. You know, we've had everything pegged down and pinned down, and it played havoc on our cookers. We couldn't keep our temps up, and even though the temps were up, the stuff cooked so much slower. I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's the way we was too. You know, I couldn't. The everything was cooking a little slower. Usually, you know, you think wind getting in your cooker, you know, make everything speed up and cook faster and hotter, but it really don't work like that. It moves the heat table around to where I had to move, you know, from my top racks to my bottom racks to get down there closer to the heat to get things done.
Yeah, I mean it was terrible, and you know I use an old stick burner style cooker, and I had my box hot. I mean, I had it rolling, okay? I mean, the smoke was rolling out of that box, and the heat was kicking. And I've got an exhaust on my hot box, and that pipe was not hot at all. I could touch the pipe. And usually, you could, if you touched it for a split second, it would blister you. And, I mean, that wind just played that much havoc on that cooker. It was horrendous. It was tough. It really was. And I hope we weather like that's gone. You know, it was rough. So what else? What else has been happening? What about your pit master? Have you got any new news on that?
Well, we talked to them the other day. Our video has went international. It's had over 1,440 views. It's been viewed in all but six states of the United States. It's been viewed in Canada. It's been viewed in South Africa. It's been viewed in Germany. And I checked it a while ago. It's been viewed in Spain. So, you know, Lulu's is international now. So that's something that's interesting to us, something, you know, we come from a small town, small county, and, you know, people from other parts of the world are viewing what we're doing. I had a guy send me a message. He said, you know, He befriended us on Facebook after watching the video, and he said that he was watching it and taking tips and really liked how we do things, and said he really liked that low and slow process, and, you know, hopefully next year they might be, you know, cooking somewhere. So, you know, that's a compliment right there.
You know, that's amazing, isn't it? That makes you feel proud to know that other people appreciate what you're doing, and, you know, I appreciate it. You know, it's amazing to get the word out, to spread the word of barbecue all over the nation, actually all over the world internationally, and that's really important. That's really, really important, and I just really think, you know, I'm proud of you guys for doing that, and I just wish you all the best. I mean, I really do. I wish you all the best in anything you do, and hopefully, you never know, you might have somebody... a rich Spaniard call you and say, "Hey, we're gonna ship you over. We're gonna ship you over here to cook us a barbecue, show us how to do it, and set us up. Y'all might go to Spain. Who knows?"
Yeah, we talked to the casting producers of Pitmasters the other day. They did give us a call. We haven't got that definite yes yet, though, so we're kind of hesitant to pull the trigger. It was a good call. It was a great call. We know we're sitting right there on the table of, I don't know how many they're taking, but I know we're right there in the top five or top ten right now, and we're hoping to get that other call to say, hey, you're going to be coming to see us. But right now we just can't really say that we have got that call yet. You know, the call we did have, it was a call in that direction of what he was saying, but, you know, right now we can't say it's a definite yes at this moment.
Well, you know, I got a good feeling for you guys, and I just think that that we'll see you in Missouri at the Roll.
Yeah, it don't get much better than that. I mean, a TV show, Pitmasters, one of the most dominant shows watched on television, on cable, on Dish or Direct. You know, it was their number one show last year on Destination America, which this year, this part of the season, they're doing a second season because it was such a big hit. And then, you know, they're going to be having it at the American Rule. I mean, that's the number one place in the whole United States for barbecue. There'll be over 30,000 spectators there. There'll be over 500 barbecue teams there. And I have a feeling Pitmasters will be at the center of attention. So, you know, that's the thing you got to look at. You got to have nerves of steel walking into this thing and kind of be really mentally prepared other than just cooking prepared, because you're going to have so many people watching you on the center stage. You know, that's a lot of things that people don't see, and that's one of the things, you know, with some of the other Pitmasters I've talked to, being on the shows and, you know, different competitions, they might have, you know, 100 spectators hanging around watching things while everything's going on. But, I mean, there's no telling how many people will be standing around watching you within, you know, 15 feet of where you're going to be cooking at. And that's a lot of pressure on people. You know, it's a, you know, you got TV crews, you got spectators hanging around, you got your peers that, you know, that watch you and you want to see what you're going to do. And, you know, you got to hold all that together and put that all together and cook some of the best food you ever cooked in your life and just see how it goes.
The more you think about it, really, doesn't it? The more you think about it, the more it sinks in. And, as you know, the news I received this week, too, that I will be there with you. If you're there, I'll be there, too. So we're going to have one hell of a time, no doubt about it.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is, you know, I've watched, I recorded all the recent Pitmaster videos from this last season and watched them the other night and kind of broke everything down and watched everything and kind of studied it. And, you know, the biggest game plan of ours, you know, we're saying we're going to do the Lulu's Kiss. So, you know, that's what we call it, the Lulu's Kiss. It's Lulu's Keep It Simple, Stupid. So, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it simple. You know, we're going to do what has brought us to the big stage. If we get that yes, we're going to do what we do every day. We're not going to change anything. We're not going complex. We're not doing anything outside the box. We're going to cook the food that we cook our customers and our followers every day and stick to that. And if it gets us where we need to be, then we'll be there. And if not, then we didn't do what we need to do. But we know we're going to go home happy if we make it to the show, even if we get kicked off in the first round or the last round. You know, we'll be where we need to be because we've cooked what has got us there. So we're not going to do anything strategic different than what we normally do.
Well, keep it real, keep it simple. That's what you're talking about. That's basically bottom line what you're saying. And that's what everybody wants. You know, they want it real and they want it simple. And I think that's a good strategy. You know, I just really believe that's really a good strategy. Keep a level head. Go and have a good time. Enjoy your time there. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy, savor the flavor of every minute.
You know, that's the biggest thing is just, you know, staying in your own realm and saying who you are. You know, it's like we went out to eat a while ago and ran in some people and they was talking to us about different things. You know, it's kind of like they call it small town famous and people see us, and even since this video has went pretty much viral in our community and everywhere else, people stop and say stuff to us. And, you know, I still stay that person I was before. I don't feel like I'm anything more or anything less than what I was in the beginning. And,
oh, sure.
You know, when, if we do make it to the show and we get up there, I'll have to say I will be nervous as hell driving up there and getting there. And until I set foot on that stage or behind my cooker, my nerves won't settle down. That's just where I've been my whole life. But once I get in my area filled, you know, we will be where we need to be at. And, you know, nothing will change. Everything else will be blocked out. So
there you go. Well, what you got to do, bottom line, you got to get in your zone, rock and roll, let the smoke roll, and you'll be all right. Just get in your zone, and that's what it's all about. You know, now I've got a question for you. Now, you've got a nice big rig, but now on Pedmasters, you're not going to be able to use that. Now, what are you going to take to cook with?
We'll take our big cooker is what we'll end up taking. We'll take that. And the thing is with Lulu's, and the biggest thing, you know, people see the nice trailer, and they see, you know, all the cookers, and they see everything we got now. But that's the way Lulu started. Lulu started out in a tent. So, you know, there's going to be some emotions there. It's going to be, you know, just how we started. We're going to have that one grill, and we're going to have that one tent, and it's just going to be us two, and it's going to be like the first time we was there again right in front of people. So, you know, emotionally, it's going to be where we want to be at, and it's going to take us back down to the level to where we need to be to get the job done, we feel.
Well, I understand what you're saying. I really do. It takes you back to where you started. You just got to get in there and roll with it. I mean, that distinguishes a good cook, a pit master. They throw you something, you can cook it, you can do it. That's just what you do. You make it happen regardless of what you got to go, what you have to work with. You make it work. You make it happen. That's a lot like life. You just make it work. You make it happen. And that's the key. And I agree with you 100%. Guys, if you're just tuning in to the show, we've got Lulu's Barbecue on. This is a Chris Chadwick show here on the BarbecueSuperstars.com network. We've got a good show tonight. We're talking possibly about Pitmaster and what's going on, what we're planning on doing, what things we're trying to prepare for going to Pitmasters season 4. It's just really been a good show. We're just talking smoke right now, and we're having a good time. Feel free to stay with us. Call in 1-347-202-0263. Just give us a call. We'll try to get you in. And if you got a question, ask us. We'll be glad to answer it. All right, back to Lulu's Barbecue, guys. I know y'all called in the show several times, and I sure appreciate it. It sure helps me out a whole lot. We just have a good conversation every time you call in. We always talking smoke. We're always talking a little smack too. And that's all right. We have a good time. So you know, this it's really exciting to think possibilities of getting to go to the Royal and cook center stage. You're right. I've seen a couple posts recently, yesterday, matter of fact. Pitmasters RV, their rig is out. They were in production yesterday. I guess they're working in Texas first. I don't know. Have y'all heard?
Yeah, they was down in Texas. I think they was down at Bedford, Texas this weekend. I actually caught a few pictures off some of the people that I have on Facebook and didn't get to see the contestants. I think I know one, but we won't release that. But I know they was shooting down there.
I know they. I don't know how quick. I don't even actually have the date. What is the date on the Royal?
The Royal is I think October 4th through the 8th. Let me look real quick. I looked at it the other night, but let me look and see. But I'm pretty sure that's when it is.
Now, how far are y'all away from there? How long will it take y'all to get there?
We're about 8 hours away, I think is what we are, somewhere around there.
Really?
And you won't you won't be pulling your rig, but if you're pulling a trailer with your cooker, if you go.
If we come in, I don't know how we're going to come in yet, Chris. I really don't know. We haven't really thought that far. But
right.
If we do, we'll make an appearance. I will say that.
Yeah. Well, that's
it's only one time thing, baby. You got to roll out with something. You got to do something.
You got to roll big. That's right.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't know right now, but I know if we do get in, we'll bring something. So
that's all right. Now, I'm not trying to pry any secrets or anything. I'm just curious. That's all right.
October 4th to the 7th is the American Rule, the barbecue series.
Right.
And they have a lot going on through that whole month, but I know
right.
that during the contest, so I figure that's when it'd be. I know the whole American Rule goes from September 6th to November 17th. They had stuff going on all through those months, so of different things going on. They have rodeo, they have livestock, they got horse shows. I mean, they got all kinds of different stuff. They got a poker tournament. I mean, they have sauce contest. I mean, they have a lot going on up there, but I do know that's when the World Series of Barbecue is for those 3 days.
That'll be really exciting. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I noticed on Pitmasters there in Tupelo, I watched them quite a bit this past season. And you basically got, from what I gather, you got a 10x10 canopy. You got your rig, your smoker behind it. You got a table or two, maybe a tote, and that's it. Your team of two, your table, and your tote, and your cooker, and that's about all you got. And then you got camera crew all around you. I mean, it's pretty interesting to watch.
That's kind of one thing I was looking at. Kind of make you wonder what you need to take because you don't know what you're going to be cooking. You know what you cook
right.
on your main four meats or whatnot, but if they throw some other stuff up in there,
you don't even know the format. You don't even know the format this year. They could be throwing rattlesnake at you or
some cow
alligator, just whatever,
Well, I figure with the American Rule, being at the American Rule, they want in Kansas City style. Cooking,
well,
I figured they'd do spare ribs and briskets. What I figured that I'd peg them for, but you never know what they might cook. But that, that's what what it's known for. So,
right,
we'll just
right.
see what happens.
Well, and anticipating something like that, a meat like that, a category like that, and then that this year they might throw something completely different at you. It might. You just don't know. You don't know what to expect. I guess you're just going to have to pack lightly but cover your ABC ground as far as covering what to take to cook, because your flavor profiles. So, and you've got your own rub and sauce too, don't you?
Yeah, we got our own rub and sauce, and we'll take that. It'll be there by the gallons. And, I'll have to carry that jar of Blues Hog with me, too, also, You can't beat Blues Hog now, especially if you're going to compete against a guy. You can't really not take it with you. It's the number one sauce on the planet for the past 3 years. I mean,
In
Kansas City the past 3 years, you can't defer yourself from that situation.
But now think about this for a minute. Think about this. Everybody that, Blues Hog is, in my book, it's one of the, it's the top sauce, it just is. And there's a lot of great sauces out there, but you're right, everybody's using Blues Hog. Well, Bill's using Blues Hog. What's going to make his different than theirs?
Mm-hmm.
That's
why I look at competitions. I know it's a lot of people that take the Blues Hog and they'll mix with it. They'll mix peach with
yeah.
it. They'll mix apples with it. They'll mix, different things with it and kind of make
right.
it their own to make it change, cherries and, different things. I mean, the sauce is great just the way it is. I like the Tennessee Red sauce. And his
yep.
sauce is about the only other one I really, use at home. If it's not mine, but his, I like the sauces. I mean, he has a great blend through all of them, even the mustard sauce and the Smoky Mountain sauce. I mean, they're all, you know, they're all good sauces.
I agree with you. I like the I like the Smoky Mountain. I like the original. I love the Tennessee Red. You know, it's just got the vinegar base in it. I like that. And the mustard sauce. I like a good mustard sauce. You know, here in Tennessee, there's not many that use a mustard sauce. North Carolina is famous for mustard, but around here, there's not many that use mustard sauce. But
I'm kind of like you, but I mean, I kind of still clear of the mustard sauce. You know, there is one vinegar sauce around here that I do kind of like. But, you know, I just don't use it on anything. It's just my personal preference. I keep it in my refrigerator, and that's about it. It's kind of like a blue sauce. I keep it in the refrigerator because I might, you know, just want to put something on it. So,
right. That's right. Well, you're right. I do. You know, it is a killer sauce. I really enjoy it. There are all types of good sauces, but I do like Bill's. And I do have a special Blues Hog sauce. Matter of fact, I have a raspberry Blues Hog sauce here at the house that I managed to confiscate a few weeks ago. And it's pretty dadgum good, let me tell you. So, and it just takes it to a different level. And I enjoy it, you know, which I make my own sauce too when I go compete. And hopefully one day I'll have a sauce out on the market. But I do enjoy his sauce. But I love sauce. I love everybody's sauce. You know, there's a lot of sauces I really like. Now, there are some sauces I'm thinking, what did they do? How do they expect to sell this, you know?
We have a close place around here in Charleston. It's home of the world's largest fireworks, which is Boomland. And they have a variety of sauces from all over the place. I mean, they have, you name it, they probably got it. And I always just go look at them, and I buy them every once in a while, and they go in a garbage can because, I mean, they're just nasty. And I'm like, man, how do you expect people to use this?
Right.
But, you know, Blues Hog, it's not like that. You know, if you buy it and you taste it, you'll use it. But, you know, a lot of them you can't say about that. They just put something in a bottle, and I go, how'd you even get that? How'd you even get it marketed?
I know. Well, you know, it's flavor profiles. Everybody has a different flavor, a different taste, a different palate. You know, and I guess that's, you know, it's there's one out there for everybody, and that's just the way I look at it. You know, there's some that I really don't care for, and I'd rather not try anymore. You know, but. You know, there's some people out there that think that's probably the best stuff there is. It's preference. It's what it is. And I respect, I respect everybody's opinion. Everybody has one. But there's some I'm going to stay away from, too. But now the Blues Hog is just hard to beat. It's just a fine sauce. Compete with it. Cook with it at home every day. Competition weekend. It just doesn't matter. You're right. It's a good sauce. Oh, Shane Draper, he has a good sauce. I mean, I like his sauce. It's got a good flavor. It's got a different flavor profile to it, but it's a real good sauce also. And I like it. And he's worked hard on his sauce. There's some sauces. There's sauces out there for everybody. Some guys use a lot of alcohol in their sauce, and some use a lot of molasses in their sauce, and some reduce bourbon in their sauce. It just depends on, you know, the region. It's all regional, and that's just how it works. You know, a good sauce, a little dab of sauce will complement a good barbecue sandwich. But I just use a little. I don't use a lot.
Yeah, buddy, I like using a lot. Their customers seem to love it for some reason. I don't know what it's like. It's like an addiction to them. I don't know. It's kind of like,
well, I understand that. I do. That's what I tell them when they get a little of my sauce. I say, once you try it, you won't never go back. I mean, if you're hooked, you just have to have it. And I understand. We all have that kind of feeling about it, no doubt. But so what else? What? Tell me something else good this evening. While we've got you on the phone, tell us what else is Lulu's got in the works right now.
I really don't have a whole lot in the works. You know, we got some catering jobs coming up. We got some other things like that, but we're kind of sitting just on idle right now to see what's going to happen with the Pitmasters thing and kind of go from there, because I don't want to take anything on and have to turn anything down or, you know, right now at this moment. So we're just kind of sitting on idle, just cooking every day and just going from there and just kind of waiting on that last phone call. So hopefully we get that last phone call, hopefully Monday.
Well, hopefully you will. I know now they are, have you heard now they're doing the state, it's going to be set up a little different from last year where they had one grand finale of all comps. Now, this year they're doing it state by state, aren't they, or have you heard?
Yeah, this is what I've heard. They're doing it state by state. So, you know, they'll take the top ones out of Missouri if they want. You know, I figured they're probably looking somewhere either between 5 or 10 teams is what I was figuring, because since they're not going to do a finale deal, if you win the Missouri or the Tennessee or the Kentucky or the Texas or North Carolina or Georgia Pitmasters event, you will be deemed the Pitmaster of that state.
So
I figured they would. I figured what they would do in the last finale, they would take each Pitmaster, the top Pitmaster from each state, and compete them together. But right now, it don't seem like it's going to be playing out that way unless they're just holding it back till it gets a little closer to the end.
Well, you know, I actually applied for the Tennessee competition, and I've not been notified yay, nay, or anything. You know, I haven't been notified at all. I hadn't been back and forth with the casting company a few times trying to get information to them, but other than that, I've not received anything else. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I don't have a clue. But I just wish everybody well that's entered, that's submitted an application. I'm sure they're going to get back with everyone. I have heard that they have been notifying a few already that, you know, that aren't making it, so I don't know, you know, you just don't know what to think.
Right, yeah, I know they have contacted a few in Tennessee, a few in Kentucky, I do know that didn't make it. Other than that, I don't really know. I know Georgia's cut off, I know Texas is already cut off because they're already taping the show. But, you know, I don't know right now at this moment. I know that phone call, what it's going to lead to, and right now, you know, we're hoping that it's going to be what we need it to be, and it should be the call that we're waiting on, so we'll just have to wait around and see what happens there. I don't really see an email coming in our future, hopefully. We'll keep our fingers crossed, but because we know if we get that email, you know it's a big fat no-no, but
if they keep making
those phone calls, you know you're still in the mix and still in the hunt right there, so we know we're still in the hunt, and hopefully, you know, it's like people was asking us the other day, how we get you on Pitmasters, and I said, this flood that video everywhere you can put it. And I said, because if they see the people want to see something, then they'll give the people what they want to see. So
that's all I'm going to say.
I mean, you know, the videos is the most watched of this season auditions from what we've seen. And we've seen about 50 of them. But, you know, it don't mean anything. But, you know, it's what we're looking at, trying to stay in the media, stay on top of everything, and trying to just, you know, try to help everything out a little bit farther than just kind of sitting back and waiting. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Right, right. Well, I know y'all have got 1,400 and how many, 40-some-odd views on your video. You know.
Yep. The one thing that stood out to us is that it's been watched 20 times in New York. And that's always
that's
a good sign since the whole casting thing is coming out of New York. So.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, I think there's one that's right behind you like that. I think it has like 1,438, 39 views.
Which one was that one?
I believe that's my video. It's an awesome rock star video.
Oh, baby.
Let the smoke roll. I'm telling you, guy. Oh, I had to put that in there. You know, I just can't help it. I hate to brag on myself, but, you know, I've had about right at 1,438 views so far. I've watched it. I've clicked on it every minute.
Kind of putting holes up, huh?
Yeah, trying to get it, run it up. Let's run it up a little bit. But no, seriously, y'all did an excellent job. I wish you the best. I just, all the guys, there's a lot of guys. I don't know how many, what type of numbers they had actually try to submit videos this year.
Bunch more than what we actually thought there was. Some of them starting to arise at this moment that you can get on YouTube and find them. But you really have to look hard for them because they're just not – they didn't put them in the system as pitmasters. They put their name on them, and you can get them related. If you're looking at related photos, you can end up finding them and just keep scrolling, find another one, watch it. Then you can find another one. I mean, just keep rolling with it. I probably watched 25 last night.
Really? Where were the general consensus? Where were they coming from? What state were they coming out of?
I watched a lot out of Texas. I watched a lot out of Georgia. I watched a lot out of Tennessee. North Carolina didn't see a whole lot. Didn't see a lot out of Missouri. Didn't see a lot out of Kentucky. There was some good ones out of Georgia, though. I was really impressed by a couple out of Georgia that, you know, I think might get on. I know there's one that really stood out to me. I can't think of the name of it, though, but I know what the name of their team is. It was, what was it? New South Barbecue, I think it's what it was called. It's not Jack's New South. It's not Jack's Old South. It's called New South Barbecue.
Huh. Well, you know, there's a lot of serious competitors in Georgia. I mean, they've constantly got things going on. You know, I've got a lot of Facebook friends there in Georgia and South Carolina. Man, that place is smoking hot, all of it. I mean, they're constantly having a competition, constantly. Jim Berg, he has a show on Monday nights here on BarbecueSuperstars.com. Killer Bees competition barbecue team. Congratulations to him. He won two. He had a SBN and KCBS both competed in two comps and won reserve grand in both of them in the same day. So he did a, you know, the outstanding job. And also, Rob Merriam of Two Worthless Nuts, he just brought home a reserve grand. I believe he competed at a Myrtle Beach, South Carolina this weekend. I'm not sure about that, but I know for a fact that he brought home a reserve grand this week. This weekend also, and I think in Florida, if I'm not mistaken, the Swamp Boys, have you ever heard of them, that team, Swamp Boys?
No, I haven't heard of them.
I think they placed first in every category and brought home a grand in a big competition. But, you just get in here and you've got, if you're like me, you've got, you're nationally hooked up and networking all these teams all over the nation and Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, they're all really serious states. They're competing heavy right now, and these guys are just doing great jobs, bringing home these grands. James Tindall. Have you ever heard James? You know James Tindall, don't you?
That name sounds familiar.
Well, he competed in Benton, Kentucky, first of the year. That's where I had him on Facebook, but that's where I met him. Matter of fact, Shane Draper they were cooking down there together. And he just brought home a big third-place win. I noticed today, too, so congratulations to James Tindall out there if he's listening. I know that's... He got him a new Jambo this year, and he's been working hard on getting it down. And I think he's about to hit big. He's working hard at it. So, congratulations to all them guys on the big wins. I'm really hoping this next coming weekend. Sure, hey, I'm not gonna get to see y'all down in Martin, Tennessee. It's gonna be a big show down there. We're gonna have a good time, and. We're going to go down Friday morning early, set up and get prepared and get it all going. And for Friday night, you got turn-ins on Friday evening. You got two turn-ins Friday night and three turn-ins Saturday morning. And so that'll be a serious comp. I'm going down there with all intentions. I'm in it to win it down there. So we're going down there to compete really hard in Martin, Tennessee at the Soybean Festival. And I'm excited about it. And in the same breath, you know, more out from this past weekend. We served hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people at this barbecue competition. I don't really want to call it a competition. It was a competition, but it's also like a big family reunion. They have hundreds of people standing at the gate ready to come in to eat, and serving time starts at 5:30, and turn-in time starts at 6. So you're talking about some serious show. That was a serious deal this past Friday. But we managed to do fairly well and had a good time, and just looking for another big time this coming weekend in Martin. I'm ready to go and have a big time with it.
Yeah, it should be a pretty big time over there.
Yeah, well, it's going to be, I'm 40. I heard, this is not confirmed, it's 40. Four or five teams is what I've heard. Now, I don't know how accurate that count is so far yet. I think the cutoff's at 50, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm just not sure about that. But it's looking like it's going to turn out to be a big cook. So we're going to be right in the middle of it. We're going to have that smoke. We're going to be smoking them out. I'm sorry if they're behind me or beside me, because I'm going to let it roll. And we're just going to have a good time and see where it goes. You know, that's all you can do in these competitions. Go do your best and turn it in and roll with it. This particular category, the categories, we've got a backyard category and a chicken category. Friday tonight, turn in, and then a fine swine, which is a ham or a tenderloin category, and pork and ribs for Saturday morning. So that's how that's going to lay out. So I don't know. I'm still debating on my backyard category. I just don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm thinking about just throwing some beef to them and see how it goes. Probably a brisket.
Throw some snoots out there.
Huh?
Throw some snoots out there.
Yeah. Might do that.
Change it up a bit.
Yeah.
Just don't tell them what it is before they eat it.
Yeah, for real. Last year I did a chicken bacon ranch pizza, and it was spot on. I mean, it was fine. I used Tyson chicken, did the whole 9 yards, and it was spot on, but I didn't get a call on it. You know, it scored fairly well, but I just didn't get a call. You know, and I don't want to, you know, I thought that first year I'd play around and see what I was going to do, but I've got to do some I got to do some serious contemplating on what we're going to turn in this time.
Does it have to be chicken?
No.
Anything?
Not in the backyard, it's not. No.
Okay.
No, because usually you would think so, but since you're turning in a chicken category, that might also, no, it's not chicken. It doesn't have to be chicken. But I just don't know what we're going to do yet, but. Going to work on that all week. Tomorrow starts a new week. Tomorrow starts a new day, and I'm going to start preparing for the weekend. You know, it's just coming around, and I know, you know, all these guys that's coming to cook. They're in it to win it too. And I've got some big teams I'm going to be cooking against, which I always consider myself the underdog anyhow. So we're just going to go and be underdog, and hopefully. Walk the walk, get that last call. That's what I'm looking forward to.
That's what everybody looks forward to, trying to get that walk across stage.
I'm telling you. And that last call, you know, I've got some NBN cooks down there. I'll be going, you know, that we're cooking with. And last year, the points were close, you know. If I would have actually placed in my backyard and in my fine swine, I blew the tenderloin last year. But if I'd placed in my backyard a little higher in my fine swine, I could have walked that last call, but just wasn't able to do it.
I heard about that tenderloin you was cooking.
Well, it's been hitting, I'm telling you, and And I'm
just
going to roll.
I'm
just going to roll with it one more time. You know, I've got one more to do. I'm going to hit it one more time, and we'll see where it goes. We'll see how it hits. We'll definitely know Saturday evening. I'll be posting. You'll know I'll be posting Saturday evening. You'll know what's going on, what's going down. And one way or the other, I'll be posting yay or nay. So we'll see how it rolls. No doubt. Now, when is your next competition?
Don't know right now.
Okay, you're not doing the Mississippi.
No, I have a catering job on that time frame. We thought it was the week after, and that was
right.
Set up on our part, but we thought it was the week after. But, you know, our people hold ties to us, and that's where our highest importance is to us. So, you know, we talked to them and told them, you know, we will not be coming because we're going to cover that and take care of our business end of things. And, you know, that's where we're going to stand at. We got to take care of our customers and our followers before we can go run and play.
Yeah, sure. You're that's your business. Your priorities come first. Your business comes first. Your playing comes second. I agree with that. You know, that's how it works. And if I had a barbecue business, that's where my priority would be there too. Which actually, my barbecue passion is turning into my business. It seems like, you know, it's full time working the TBA, trying to keep things going and trying to come up with some things. I don't know if you've been following any of those posts about sanctioning and, ideas, and they're throwing ideas out there what the TBA will do and have to offer that's different than the KCBS or the MBN. And, you know, I made a statement earlier, we're not trying to step on anybody's toes. We're there as a positive force, something that everybody can be a part of. We just want to add to, you know, we're not trying to take away from anybody. We're just trying to become and be more of a positive force, you know. And I believe it's been working really well. A lot of these cooks around here, without the TVA, you know, they're producing 5, 10, 15 more teams at some of these cooks, and that's important too. I mean, that's helping. So it's getting the competition, it's stepping it up a notch, and it's making the competitions more competitive, and it's also bringing in more teams. So it's working. It's working. And you know, we've only been up and running six, seven months tops. So we made a lot of progress in the right direction, I think. What do y'all have any input on that?
Yeah, I think y'all are going in the right direction. You know, in Tennessee and Kentucky over in that area, and then I think Georgia is sitting right on the border there. You know, there's a lot of contestants over there that can follow things and be a part of things. And I think it's one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, it is kind of hard to follow what competitions there are and what competitions are, you know, not going on. And, you know, trying to find one, I think, you know, it'll help them out a ton. So, you know, I don't think it's going to intrude on the NBM network or the KCBS network, any of their toes, because, you know, they have their own things of what they're doing. I know KCBS is trying to become king right now over everything, trying to be the most dominant one. I know they've took over a lot of the NBN contests where, you know, the Memphis Barbecue Network's kind of really on a downward spiral the way I look at it. And if I offend anybody, I apologize, but you can give me a call and I'll tell you straight to your face. But, you know, there's been a lot of contests at NBM they've let go and KCBS has taken over. You know,
right,
they've kind
right.
of opened the back door because KCBS is bringing in the teams and NBN is really not. You know, at the NBN contest, there might be 15 to 25 teams. You know, KCBS
right,
contest,
right.
there'll be anywhere from 20 to 80 teams, whatever they can accommodate. And
that's
what people are looking at and they're swapping over. So, you know, you got to get in where you fit in. Go ahead.
Well, let me interrupt you real quick. Let me sign off here because we're about out of time, believe it or not. Chris Chadwick here, the Chris Chadwick Show for BarbecueSuperstars.com. We had Lulu's Barbecue on with us tonight, Custom Cookers, Kevin Hamlin also. We want to thank these guys for calling in. Appreciate y'all listening. Give us a shout. Let us know how we're doing. We sure appreciate you helping us out and everything you do. We love you. Have a good night. And thanks so much for listening.
And guys, thank y'all for calling in. Sure appreciate it. You know, you just help make the show. I appreciate it. I want you to call in all you want to. We'll be talking this week, and we'll just call me or text me anytime you want to.
Sounds great, buddy.
You know, I had the first of the show. The board wasn't working. It's half-ass work this time. You know, it's half-ass work. You know, and I had a rough time at the beginning of the show because I just couldn't get it working. But I think we made it through it. And Kevin called in, y'all called in, and I managed to get you on. I'm sure glad of that. But yeah, we'll talk more this week. I wish y'all was coming down to Martin. I'm just not set up. I'm just not able to go far off yet. You know, I'm just not able to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we're still kind of the same way. I mean, we're more mobile than what we used to be, but just trying to work around everything to get to where, you know, we want to get to or go places. You know, it's still kind of tough on schedule wise to try to work around everything. So, you know, that's our whole perspective. You know, we try to at the beginning of the year try to plan out contests, and some of them we've been able to do, and some of them we just not been able to do. Just can't get to them and can't get things done. We're hoping to go to Murfreesboro this year and, you know, go up there. But, I mean, right now it looks like we might be able to, but you never know what's going to come up. So
which one we're hoping.
The 17th Street, the Mike Mills contest he has up there in Murfreesboro, the Apple Street Barbecue Fest.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's usually a big event. It's usually a double sanction event. It's a NBN and a KCBS contest all in one. You don't have to cook both contests, but you can cook both if you want to cook both. It usually brings in around 80 teams or 90 teams, somewhere about like that.
Really?
Yeah. We tried the past year to get into that thing, and you know, every time something comes up to where we're not be able to get into it. You know, it's only about an hour up the road from us. And, you know, we'll just not be able to, you know, get there. So we'll have to see what happens.
You said Murfreesboro?
Yeah, Murfreesboro, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. All right. We'll see. Murfreesboro's right outside of Nashville, too, and that's what I was trying to. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they actually shot one of the first pitmasters they had the first season. They shot a contest there.
Really?
And the teams that was on the show, they actually had to cook both contests.
Well, that would have been a little harder to do. But, you know, once you get there and they throw it at you, you can make it work, you know. Whatever they throw at you, just make it work and go with it. That's all you can do. You know, don't get tore up about it. Just get in it and get it and hit it and go. Let's, you know, philosophy, get it. I think it'll be all right, but you know, it just hadn't, you know, it hadn't sunk in with me personally that I'm going to go to Kansas City.
Did they give Bill a definite yes? That's why I was wondering, because I mean, what
know,
he told me,
you know,
it was the same phone call we got, so that's why I was kind of wondering what, you know, what they actually told him, because what he told me here, and I'll tell you what he told me, since I know we're off the air.
Yeah.
Can't nobody hear it. But let's see here.
Here, just call me back on my phone.
All right, bud.
All right, bye.